Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me. Today is Monday, May 16th, on the Black Women of the Republican Party. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, because I've been reading about the Republican Party, and they're, like, ingrained into my brain because they've always been, since the 60s, a group of racists, and it's just exploding. So, no, thank you for joining me today on Tuesday. Let's try that again. May 16th on the Black Women of the Democratic Party, where we will discuss today the Southern strategy, and we'll also have some video tape, hopefully, that you can hear on some of our CRT training that we're giving people who are interested at sfjfamilieservices.org, where we hope that you will join our family, volunteer, and do the best you can to keep Black people together and sane, and, you know, help us not be like the people that are coming after us. I mean, the thing on Saturday, it just hit me just like maybe an hour ago that the shooting in New York was predominantly, you know, all Black people. You know, and it's just like there's got to be, I mean, in all seriousness, this is just awful. And, again, I'm into astrology. And this is America's Pluto return, which means all of the planets are in the same position that they were in when the revolution basically took place. And if you know anything about astrology, you know when your Pluto return, it's a reckoning. It's a reckoning that you have to answer for things that you have done. And so the only thing that America needs to answer for, really, and that's the reason why we'll continue to have these problems until America just doesn't exist anymore, is that they've never dealt with the issue of slavery and reckoning and making up and whatever the hell you want to call it. But in the era of Donald Trump, all the lights came on and the roaches have escaped. And so we have to deal with this shit. Every time there's a problem in the white community, Black people are the victims. And it's all this replacement theory bullshit is ignorant on a couple of levels. On one level, because Black people aren't replacing anybody, first of all. The people that are replaced or, quote, supposed to be the replacers, they're not, it's not us. So why do we get shot and killed? Because we're the most identifiable, you can find us. You know, you can find us, we're easy. Yeah, we're going to be in a grocery store on a Saturday because that's what we do as Black people. Most people go grocery shopping on a Saturday. But this shit is ridiculous. So the Southern strategy, in the second half of the 20th century, pretty much, the Republican Party used this shit called the Southern strategy to win votes of white Southerners. And basically, over time, and everybody knows, oh, they say we're the party of Lincoln, right? Because white Southerners traditionally voted Democratic, in part because the Republicans were closely associated with abolitionists and after the Civil War, and, you know, they were aligned with the abolitionists. And so they say, oh, we're the party of Lincoln because, yeah, they were the party originally that fought slavery, but they just evolved into some racists. That's all. You know, and I think that's what Tim Scott uses as his, oh, my parents, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, but you've turned into some racists. Okay, so basically it was broken. The Democrats kind of broke, Southern Democrats, I should say, broke from the South, or broke from being Democrats, because at the time when Roosevelt was forming unions, they didn't like that, and they didn't like the large government that Roosevelt basically used to save the country. And then, so that started turning a lot of Southern Democrats to Republicans. And then we have 1964, right, when Civil Rights Act. So that basically was a wash, and anybody that was Democratic at the time certainly became a Republican because that was their, that was the tactic. They were going to gain voters, gain people, gain Republicans just by being racist. Because the black people are going to take over. And so even Lyndon Johnson said that because the Civil Rights Act did pass, that they basically delivered the South to the Republicans, which they did. Okay, and it can be traced back to Goldwater, where prior to 64, back to 64, in his Dixie, Operation Dixie, where basically he went through the South and does what Trump did his whole presidency. Have rallies full of racists and talk racist shit and get them all riled up. And so the Southern strategy is used to basically to divide and basically just say the black people are bad, we need to stay in power. So we're just basically just going to group together as a bunch of racists, and they used to hide it. They stopped hiding the fact that they were so racist, and they started using terms instead of nigga, 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 right? They used something else. And so the whole purpose of this discussion, probably with myself, with people listening later, is why do we need a platform? For what reason? To fight this shit. Because me personally, I have seen absolutely no one black in government. Okay, let me emphasize the word in Washington, in government, on TV. Whether they're, are they like lawyers? They can't get on TV and talk about this stuff because I haven't seen one person. And this is a very serious thing. And for it to be so serious and so grave to black people. Yeah, we need a platform. We need somebody that's going to stand up for us. And so in this 30 minutes every afternoon, I try to present some of the stuff from the critical race theory that I try to teach. So, yeah, critical race theory is real. It's hurt us for many years. It's the way this country operates. It used to be on the under, but since Donald Trump, it's out in the open. And so we ask that if you, you know, get an education about it over this next month and pretty much every day. I take pieces out of the movie 13th, the movie Crack, the 3-4-part series Reconstruction, and explain how from those three productions, 13th, Crack, talks about Crack and Reagan. So 13th basically talks about how the 13th Amendment freed the slaves, but you can free, no one can be held in bondage or be a slave unless they have been committed of a crime, unless they've committed a crime. And in 13th, it shows how, well, of course, like America does everything, it exploited that committed a crime part to basically rebuild slavery through the prison system. And so that's what that's about. And then Crack is about the crack epidemic all over the country, specifically talks about Los Angeles and Oakland, California. I think it shows in a lot of New York where basically it's been proven, it's been shown, you know, all these people are dead, so now they don't have to answer. But everybody, you know, all the black people, we still living under the consequence of that shit. Where Reagan used crack. I guess the Nicaraguans, you know, back in the day, the war, they wanted to support the Sandinistas, and the government basically said, no, we're not supporting these people with our government money. But Reagan said, oh, yeah, you are. How about we sell crack and get that money, and then we use the money from the crack and buy guns and give it to the Sandinistas to fight their war. And that's basically what they did. And the crack epidemic. So that's what crack is about. All people did at that time is get mad. And when they found out about it, they got mad, and that's it. Because, again, there are no black people in Washington to defend us anymore. 13th, everybody know, even Michael Jordan, I believe, invest in the prison system, the industrial prison complex, they call it, whatever. Okay, so they all know about it. They probably invested in it themselves. And so if you invest in it, I mean, you got to make profit for your shareholders, right? How do you make profit out of punishment is what 13 talks about, too. And this is the country we live in. The country, the land of the free and the brave, has the most incarcerated population in the world. It's just stupid. It makes no fucking sense. And nobody ever thinks about it. Nobody, it's like, oh, we just stuck with it. Just like, oh, there was slavery. Oh, those poor black people went through that. Oh, no, we still going through that. Because there's people like Tucker Carlson with a bunch of rhetoric and shit and hyping up some little-ass kid that probably never even held a job, but he got a fucking gun to go kill 10 of my brothers and sisters. Old people, 87 years old. That old woman lived through white people for 87 years, goes to the fucking grocery store and gets offed by some little fucked-up kid. Come on, give me a break. Black people, where are you? I didn't see nobody black today. Nobody black, but commentary people, people that write books, people that are in the news, say black, those black people. Not the ones active in government that are supposed to be fucking doing something. So, just all we can do is cry about it, right? And pray, right? Cry and pray. But actually, that works if you do it right. So, it's like pray and cry, I believe. All right, so I have something here. That kind of, it's taken from, ooh, I don't know if it's from Crack or from 13th, but it's taken from one of those movies where it talks about the Southern strategy, so I'm going to really try to play it loud so you can hear. And then please do me a favor and join the black women of the Democratic Party. You don't have to be black, you don't have to be a woman, you just have to support somebody standing up for fucking black people. All right. So here we go. Let's play this. Hopefully we can play it without any problem.
Reagan promised tax cuts to the rich and to throw all the crack users in jail, both of which devastated communities of color, but were effective in getting the Southern vote. There's really no understanding of our American political culture without race at the center of it. And in 1981, just before Reagan presidency, his campaign strategist Lee Atwater was caught on tape explaining Southern strategy.
In other words, you start out, and now you're on quote.
Don't quote him.
You start out in 1954 by saying nigger, nigger, nigger. By 1968, you can't say nigger. That hurts your backfire, so you say stuff like forced busing, stage lights, and all that stuff. And you're getting so abstract now. You're talking about cutting taxes. All of these things you're talking about are totally economic things, and the byproduct of them is black get hurt worse than white.
So the whole point of the Southern strategy is that, of course, blacks get hurt more or worse than whites, even poor whites, I'm sure. So, you know, that's what we're living in 2022, and that's what, you know. So the tape is out. Somebody black besides me should have heard it by now. The movie's, that's from Crack. Okay, so you put crack in our neighborhood, right? And then you run this Southern strategy. And we've heard all of that shit before, but forced busing, lower taxes. But here we are in America, the land of the fucked up and the brave. A little less than. And I don't see anybody brave, black. So it's a sad Monday for me. Because all you can do is bitch about it. hopefully you can bitch to the right people. So this is only 15 minutes of your time today, because I know I don't want to take up your time. You got to do stuff just like I do. But please, take time to join the Black Women of the Democratic Party at sfjfamilieservices.org, and make sure you tell everybody you know. And look for my videos every day online at Twitter. And my Twitter feed actually is creator of my Uni One altogether. And it's UNI One, capital U, creator of my Uni One. That's my Twitter feed. So thank you very much for joining me today. And I will see you next time.